Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
How do we get Kevin to eat Miracle Whip?
Isn't that just whipped cream?
No.
Yes.
106.5 The End.
Obviously, since the coronavirus has hit and we've all been stuck at home, marketing and advertising agencies are doing the best they can to find ways to be relatable to the people that have to now work from home or stuck at home or whatever it might be. Well, we've seen this influx of TV commercials where they're doing it by Zoom or they're doing a conference call. You know, like a Progressive has it where Flo is on one box and then all the other Progressive people are in another.
Those are funny.
The one that I like was there was an orange that didn't have the rind on it. And was
it's a beer commercial.
Oh, yeah. And it was like the orange is nude. And he's like, oh, sorry, I didn't mean to. And then it looks like he's trying to fix it. And then it zooms in closer. And then he can hear everyone in the call. Ah, come on.
Yeah.
But there's one commercial that Katie is very annoyed with. Which one is this?
It's Charlie Tuna for Starkist Tuna, having a video, doing a video conference call. And granted, he's thanking frontline workers. Thank you, Charlie Tuna. But it even sounds kind of echoey, like, you know, Zoom calls do.
Here's a clip.
Hi, can you hear me? Hey, it's Charlie the Tuna for Starkist with a special message for everyone out there working hard or volunteering to help keep us safe and fed. My hat's off to you. Stay healthy and thank you for helping Starkist support Feed the Children.
All right, now if you want to watch the video, you can text the word tuna to 73389. At least they're trying, right?
Okay, no, they're not, Rain, and here is why. He's a cartoon, so they could literally draw him out doing anything he wants to do. He is their mascot for their advertisements doesn't have to be in quarantine. He's a fish.
That's
he can't
a great
even
point.
Get right. coronavirus. I mean, granted, for some reason, he lives in a house and wears a hat, but let's not get caught up on things.
I mean, Katie is 100% right about that, Rain. Like, imagine if you saw a Cheerios commercial where the honeybee was wearing a mask. You wouldn't think for a second, like, why is he wearing a mask?
He doesn't have to wear a mask. He's a bee.
And he's a cartoon.
He's a cartoon. And since he's animated, he can go out and do anything. I understand human beings, when that's the mascot of your commercial, you have to find ways to make them relatable and also keep them on the TV screens. Fine. Charlie, here's the other thing. Who is he talking? Who is he even promoting Starkist Tuna to? Because he is a tuna, and he's encouraging us to eat tuna.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. I never really thought of that.
And that is even like, darker than I realized.
Does he know that he's talking? Granted, again, he's living in a house. He has glasses. But still, does he think we're fish? Does he think he's a fish talking to other fish? Or does he know that we're humans? Does he think he is a human? I have too many. Can you hear me? It's Charlie Tuna here. And why does he have an East Coast accent?
Hi, can you hear me? Hey, it's Charlie the Tuna for StarKist with a special message for everyone out there working hard or volunteering to help keep us safe and fed.
Do you think that maybe that he is only from the East Coast? Maybe he's an Atlantic tuna for all we know.
Well, then I mean, why does he have that accent?
Where do tuna even live?
They seem to be everywhere, to be honest.
I mean, I know you can catch them in Florida. Maybe he's got a vacation home in Florida.
Their ecosystem is mostly in the North Atlantic, so I guess that does make sense that he would have, like, a New Jersey accent.
Okay. But then, like, that I'm fine with.
But as far as, like, them trying to make Charlie Tuna more relatable to what we're going through in the human world, cartoons shouldn't do that.
No.
How would you feel, Rain, if you were, like, watching, like, Frozen and Olaf stopped to take an insulin shot? Like, you wouldn't, like...
although, the Cheerios bee, Honeybee, is very concerned about heart disease. Tony the Tiger for Frosted Flakes really wants kids to have the energy to play sports. The Frosted Mini Wheats, little cartoon mini wheats, they don't even care that they're going to be eaten. So I guess we're not going to talk about them.
But I mean, that's fine. You can give cartoon characters, like, their thing, you know, but, like, they don't need to have the worries
real
of
world
this
problems.
World. Yeah. Like, yeah. If there was a Tony the Tiger commercial and, like, it's just a slow camera pan to him with a pen at a table and it's late at night. You can see it's 3 a.m. on the thing. And he just goes, God, throws the pen down. And then he just goes, he's talking to himself. He's like, we're going to lose the house. We're going to lose the house. And then his wife comes in and just goes, like, Tony, why don't you just come to bed? What are you even doing? Are you looking at our financial situation? Are we in trouble? And he goes, no, we're great.
What if Snap and Crackle had an intervention for Pop because of his porn addiction?
I mean, if there's going to be any kind of intervention between the three of them, it would go to Crackle.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.